For the first time in its history, Texas will offer high school students statewide the chance to take an elective course in Mexican-American studies starting in 2019. Except, they're not calling it that. In April, the Texas State Board of Education unanimously approved to model Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills, or TEKS standards, after a Mexican-American Studies course offered by the Houston Independent School District. But not before Beaumont Republican board member David Bradley proposed to rename the course from Mexican-American Studies to Ethnic Studies, an overview of Americans of Mexican descent. Members of the National Association for Chicana and Chicano Studies, Tejas Foco, rallied in El Paso and five other Texas cities to protest the decision. Johanna Lopez Velador, a University of Texas El Paso alumna with degrees in Chicano Studies and History, says the name is a disservice to Mexican Americans.
To call it an overview tells me that they are erasing us from the history instead of adding us to the discourse or to the academia. And so for us to have Mexican American in our title, then we are educating our youth who identify as Mexican American that they are part of Texas history.
Bradley calls the term Mexican American Studies hyphenated Americanism and says narrowly defining the course is not inclusive.
It is restrictive. And in my opinion, and apparently the majority of the board, is also borderline racism against all Spanish-speaking students. And I'll give you a classic example. The resistance when we suggested that possibly we make it a Latin or a Hispanic or a Chicano or any other designation that would bring in other Spanish-speaking cultures was met with fierce resistance by members of the board. It baffles me. I can't understand why we would not want to include Spanish-speaking cultures of Central America, South America, the Caribbean, Cuba, and be so exclusionary.
Hispanics and Latinos made up more than half of the roughly 5.4 million students enrolled in the state during the 2016-2017 school year and have increased 32% over the last decade. The Texas Education Agency classifies Hispanic and Latino students as, quote, students of Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, South or Central American, or other Spanish culture or origin, regardless of race. Chicana historian and UTEP professor Dr. Yolanda Leyva says the name change is an erasure of Mexican-American history and disrespects the academic field. Leyva says it's essential for students to see their history reflected in their education to make it relevant to them.
So if you say Mexican-American is a divisive term, what does that do to the feelings of Mexican-American students as far as being part of this nation, being part of this community? It creates a sense of alienation, saying that what they call themselves is un-American.
The 15-member Republican majority board rejected a proposal to create a Mexican-American studies course in 2014. This time, Bradley says the name change was part of a compromise to pass the initiative and that the curriculum will stay the same.
There are going to be no changes to the course. And again, this course was developed by the Houston School District to use in their district. And it's available today. It was available last year. It's been available for 5 years for other districts in the state to use. It's just this initiative of folks wanting to make this a state-approved course, giving it some stature, I guess. So I really see this as more as political posturing, and moving forward an agenda folks have that really defies any reasonable expectation.
Leyva says while Bradley has the voting authority to rename the class, he doesn't have the credentials.
He is not a scholar of Mexican-American studies. He's not familiar with the long history of Mexican-American studies. There have been courses called Mexican-American studies offered in Texas for over 50 years. At the higher education level. So he doesn't have those qualifications at all.
Lopez Velador agrees, saying those who aren't Mexican American shouldn't name a course about Mexican history.
I think that we have the right to name ourselves for who we are and in a history that is about us. And So Mexican American is, again, an empowerment, and it is what we want to be referred to as, because we have never felt more American than being able to call ourselves Mexican American.
For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.